welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our player ratings episode for Liverpool 1, Aston Villa 1. I want to say thanks to everybody who watched the match reaction. It went down so well. So many of you were commenting. It was absolutely amazing to read last night. Likes absolutely obliterated the 700 likes that I asked for. So thank you very much for doing so. We are so close now to 12k subscribers. So if we can end the season on 12k, that would be absolutely amazing. So get involved, get interactive, head over to our website and input your player ratings. Let's have a light target then of, we'll go 600 on this one. Let's go 600 likes and then head over to our website, utvpodcast.co.uk, and do your player ratings. So, you know, woke up the next day, and you know what my vibe is. Sun's out, absolutely buzzing about Aston Villa. I am so, so happy and so excited for the week ahead. It's unbelievable. I'm really excited. I've just got tunnel vision. Tunnel vision for the win at Villa Park. I am not thinking about nothing else. I don't care about Spurs. I don't care about Brentford. All I'm focused on, just like what Unai Emery would be on, just like what the players are on, focused on Brighton, beating Brighton at Villa Park, and that's all that matters. Do that, we get Europe. Everything else, don't even think about it. Just think positive thoughts, straight down the middle, Villa getting into Europe. So that's where my mindset's at, and I'm just, you know, really excited, to be fair. I'm excited for the challenge, and I just love this football club and I want to see him in Europe. So there we go. So let's roll it back then to Liverpool player ratings. Head over to our website, like I say, and we'll input our player ratings then. So up first, we'll have Emi Martinez. If you've not seen our player ratings before, you can input your ratings on this left-hand side, and then you get an average of the game of what Villa fans have done. So collectively, once all the scores go in, what does that player get rated? So those are on the right-hand side. Martinez, I'm going to go, because you know I like this type of stuff, I'm going to go an 8 for Martinez. I think he has to slow the game down because he has to, at times, stem the flow of Liverpool's possession, territorial advantage, wave after wave. He has to slow that down. And I think he's the master of it. One thing that I did love from Martinez is there was about 3 occasions where they had a set piece, they had a corner, and you could just hear, "Keepers!" That sound to me is like music to my ears. Soon as you hear that noise, that's it. You know he's come and gathered that ball, smothered it. He's on the floor. Absolutely love it. So I think at the right times, he came out and smothered it. And I think he made some decent saves. He probably wasn't troubled too many times. I don't think he had anything to do in the first half. But second half, you know, he had to play the game. He had to play the role. And I think he did it really well. Kicking was a little bit off. I think his kicking was slightly off against Liverpool. I think his passing accuracy was, it was at 44%. So that is a little bit low. So I think he was finding it a little bit difficult to find the right player. But then again, I've just thought of someone else he did in this game, which I thought was absolutely tremendous. Sweeper keeper. Yeah, at one point, he nearly came out to the halfway line, didn't he, to head one of them away. So sweeper-keeper, he was brilliant at that. You know, we played that high line against Liverpool, which was, you know, working an absolute treat. We played them offside. So we'll go more into detail on the team shape in the debrief. So, Martinez for me is going to get a solid 8. So let's have a look at what we got up next. So up next, it's quite difficult to rate Moreno and Lucas Digne because we're only on the pitch for, you know, Moreno, Moreno was on the pitch for like 11, 12 minutes. So I think Moreno would be difficult to rate. So I don't think he did anything wrong, so I'm going to give him a 7, Moreno. And then we'll go Luca Dean. First half, thought he was really good. He got in some advanced positions. Defensively, he was strong. He marked Salah really, really well. So for the time that Luca Dean was on the pitch, I think he was having a really good game. So I think we'll go... I think he had a good game, Luca Dean. I'm going to give him an 8 so far. He looked untroubled to me. So I think he stepped up really well. He was looking defensively strong. He whipped in a few good balls as well. And, you know, it's always difficult up against Salah. So I think he handled him really, really well. We're going to go with Konsa now. Konsa is going to get an 8. I thought Konsa was really good as well. Konsa had a good game. Defensively, very, very strong. He won 4 of his 4 ground duels. He had a 79% passing accuracy. And I just think he was strong. He was just strong. It's what we're starting to see from Konsa week in, week out. Like he does things so well that it's so easy on the eye now. So he didn't do anything really bad. He didn't technically do anything like absolutely amazing. He just had an Ezri Konsa solid Villa performance, 8 out of 10. Nothing more to say. And we've been saying this now for so many weeks that partnership with him and Mings is just rock solid. Rock solid. Cash, great. Cash had a great game. So strong, so dynamic, so versatile. Read the game really, really well. I felt like his reading of that game was brilliant. He knew when to just kick it out of play. He knew when to find the Villa player. I thought he was brilliant, Cash. Absolutely brilliant. I can't say anything more about him. He was class. He came in, you know, his first start in ages. He had to just come in, do a job in difficult circumstances, and he did it brilliantly. So, fair play, Cash. Absolutely fantastic. Tyrone Mings. Absolutely monumental. Monumental Tyrone Mings was. First class. He was Van Dijk and Tyrone Mings. Tyrone Mings all day long. All day long on that performance. He was blocking everything. Reading the game. You know those moments where Liverpool had the ball? We were camped in our 18-yard box and he would step out and win the ball and take us forward. That's bravery. That's bravery to step in front of your man, nick that ball and drive the team forward. The blocks, the headers, the first contacts on corners, free kicks, the lot, the last-ditch challenges, coming out from the back. He's absolutely first class. First class Tyrone Mings is. So he won 3 of his 4 ground duels. This says he won no aerial duels, but that's got to be wrong. So he made 10 clearances, possession, 70% accuracy. He made 1 out of his 4 long balls. But Tyrone Mings for me was absolutely first class. He was tremendous. And I can't speak any more highly of our back line because it's brilliant. We played the high line. We played teams offside. We played Liverpool offside. Class. Absolutely brilliant. And another player that I'm going to give a big rating to is Ashley Young because he had a difficult game in itself because he was first tasked to replace Leon Bailey. So he replaced Leon Bailey as right midfield. Then he had to go to left back. So he's having to change his role in this team numerous, numerous times, and he does them all so well. When he came on at right midfield, he looked so dangerous when we had that little bit, that tiny spell in the second half, you know, when he whipped that ball in and someone nearly got on the end of it. So Ashley Young had a brilliant game. And like I said in the match reaction last night, hopefully he's still cooking in that ice bath. So Young, he won 2 of his 4 ground duels. It doesn't say what his passing accuracy is. It might be because he came on as a sub, but yeah, he was absolutely first class, Ashley Young. yet again. Ashley Young, top bracket, brilliant. Boubacar Kamara, what a player. What an absolute player Boubacar Kamara is. He was brilliant again. First start, having to come back into the team. I gave him an 8, by the way. So Kamara had to come back into the team. And what I'm going to show you now is I'm going to show you the difference between Kamara's role and Luiz's role in one stat, okay? So he had 71% passing accuracy. He had 2 out of 4 successful dribbles. He won 11 out of his 22 ground duels. And he won 1 of his 2 aerial duels. He had 7 tackles and 1 interception in this game. And that was just back to his usual self, nicking the ball, winning the ball, driving us forward, reading the game really, really well. Everywhere you want him, that's where he was. And he was absolutely fantastic. So Kamara, brilliant to see him back in the side. Absolutely loved it. And then you compare him to Dougie Luiz. Now, Dougie Luiz had 79% passing accuracy. He had 2 out of his 4 crosses successful. 1 must have been for the goal to Ramsey. He won 4 out of his 6 ground duels. Now, Kamara had to win 11 out of 22. And Luiz had to win 4 out of 6. So you can see how Kamara's the destroyer and Dougie's the one that sort of steps on the ball a little bit more. He won 1 of his 1 aerial duels. He had 3 successful tackles and 2 clearances. So you can really see there the role of the double pivot working how it needs to work. Kamara mops up and Dougie does a little bit more of the creative getting on the ball. So I'm going to give Dougie an 8 as well. McGinn, I'm going to give a 8-2 as well. He was brilliant as well. I mean, look at the positions that McGinn had to play behind a number 10. Then he filled in at left back while Young was still at right midfield. Then he went back into his role in central midfield. So he had to play in all these positions and he was brilliant. It was difficult for him in this game. Because, you know, Fabinho was trying to stick it on him every 5 minutes. God knows how he didn't get a yellow card. And it was a congested midfield, but he was still doing the rolls. He was still doing the turns. I thought when that one left his foot in that second half, I thought that was in. I backed McGinn to get a goal. So I thought he was going to get a goal, McGinn, in this game. But again, absolutely tremendous from McGinn. Brilliant. Ramsey, I'm going to give Ramsey an 8. I liked Ramsey's performance, to be fair. I was liking what I was seeing from Ramsey. I think, obviously, you know, he gets on the ball, he does the progressive carries, but I think his defensive work was good. 74% passing accuracy, 2 shots, 1 goal, 1 big chance missed where Alisson came out. I thought he was going to score again. Interestingly, he won 7 of his 12 ground duels. So that was good. He got 1 tackle, made 4 clearances, and his dribble attempts, he got 3 out of his 5 dribble attempts as well. So it was a good performance from Ramsey. Really, really liked Ramsey's performance. Bailey. Have to be honest, because I am always, always honest. Poor performance. I'm going to give him a 5. I don't see it. If someone can ever come up with an argument with stats from a game, because I know, basically, when I speak about Leon Bailey, I get hammered in the comments from the same couple of people. And there must be Leon Bailey fans, so fair enough, that's fine. But I get hammered because I seem to be get told that I hammer him every week, but I don't. But I physically don't know what he brings. And that's not me being like heavily negative. But I just don't see it. I really don't see it. I'll have a look at his stats now. So he had 60% passing accuracy, fifteen touches. It says he had 3 out of 5 successful passes. Ground duels, he won 3 of his 3 ground duels. Fair enough, that's good. So he was doing his defensive work well. But yeah, I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure. It just doesn't offer what I think he needs to offer to the team. He doesn't. Yeah, I can't say no more because I'm really struggling with him. I'm struggling to see how he fits in the bigger picture as well, because I just see him each week and I just can't. Do you know what it is? I feel like I can't relate to Bailey. That's the thing. I feel like I just can't. Do you know sometimes when you see a player and you want to see a bit more good, and then the good can draw you to him and you can go like, do you know what? He does this every week. He'll do this, but I just can't see it. I'm sorry. I have to be honest because, you know, I just can't see it. Watkins, I'm going to give Watkins a 6 in this game. I felt like he led the line okay. He missed the penalty. I think sometimes, again, in games like when it gets difficult, I think that's why Duran came on as well, to offer that little bit of a physical presence up top. You know, it was just difficult in that second half, wasn't it? So I think he played okay. But that, you know, that was it. Buendia, when he came on, I don't know, give him a... Buendia, I think he did... Yeah, Buendia was okay, I think. I'll give Buendia a 6. Buendia was okay. Duran was okay. Then Donker was okay. So those are my player ratings for this game. 8s, 9s, 10s, 6s, 5s, 7s, 6s. So those are my player ratings. I've got to be honest just with the Bailey thing, because if I just come on here and I just give him a decent score and I say he plays well and I actually don't think he did, then I'm literally not being myself on here. And I think I've built this channel upon my honest reactions to the games on what I see. So I have to just be honest. So those are my player ratings. Some really good player ratings. It was a brilliant performance. It was a great point. Absolutely loved it. You know, taking a point away from Anfield is always good in any circumstance anyway. So it leads us into a brilliant, brilliant week ahead. So we have the debrief coming up. That will be out tomorrow. Can't wait to bring you that. More in-depth analysis. So absolutely loving. Then we go on to our match content for Brighton at home. Only tunnel vision. Villa to get the win. Nothing else matters. Let's go, Villa fans. Subscribe to the channel. Up the Villa.